Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just praise you, Father, because you're our Lord, you're our God, you're our all in all. Praise God forevermore. You're life of our life and spirit of our spirit. I ask, Lord, that you look with mercy down upon us and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us so much with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that our hearts shall ache. They don't have any more room for anything else but you, Lord. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep us from doing anything that would be displeasing to you. And I pray, Lord, that you would keep us from all worldliness and from all self-pleasures as well. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to live filled with your Holy Spirit and to be led continually by your Holy Spirit. And Father, put your will in us to wholly serve you and to surrender totally to you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God forevermore. Listen, I have a wonderful testimony prophetic word tonight. And I would ask that if you've got a prayer request that you need to get up, that's fine. Just say what you got so we can get to it, pray for it, and go on to the next one. Okay, is that fine with everybody? Because I'm going to tell you something. It's gonna blow your socks off. So put your socks on real hard. Put some rubber bands around. Hold them on, man, because I'm telling you something. God's fixing to show you something. All right, has anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Missy.
My mom had emailed me and told me that, amongst other stuff, that one thing my dad, he's lost weight, even though he's eating good or whatever. And she said, but he's been having a lot of pain in his lumbar area, but she was having that issue the last time I was there. I think maybe the time before that too. Anyway, so I just want to pray for him. Father, I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for the great restoration that you're bringing. And having said that, I just command this pain in my dad's back to go in the name of Jesus, and for it to be healed in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I just praise you and I thank you for doing that for my dad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. We believe it's done. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Anyone else? I think we ought to wait a few minutes to let other people get in here. We've only got just a few people in here now. Like 12. We generally run about 30, 35. So we're going to wait a little bit. I'll tell you what, let's do. If nobody else has another prayer request, I haven't even said yet, Missy, you can't hold your hand up until I ask the question. What is wrong with you? You've already had your chance at prayer. Go, go ahead. Go ahead. I love it when she mutes her chef and she goes ahead and talks, don't y'all?
Sorry. I just want to pray for safe travels going down to Tennessee on Thursday. For safe travels. And the Father just asked you for safe travels, good gas miles, considering the high prices. And I just thank you, Lord. I ask that I not get into any heavy rain whatsoever, and that it'd be just a good quick trip in Jesus' name. And that I thank you for blessing me and blessing us all while I'm down there. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. We rebuke any kind of rain on Saturday here in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Benita, go ahead.
I'm going to steal Nick's thunder, I think. I don't know what he was going to ask for, but anyways. we might not be on Thursday. We're going over to Silver Lake Sand Dunes for a couple days, leaving Thursday, coming back Tuesday. So I'll just have to listen afterwards if I can, because there's no service over there. So,
okay. All right, is that a place to run your four-wheeler?
Yeah, it is. There's actually a Jeep invasion where there's hundreds of Jeeps that show up and drive around on the sand dunes. And so okay. We're taking our Jeep over there.
All right. Yep. That sounds like fun. Is that what you was going to talk about, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and talk about it, too.
Yeah, I'm actually helping my grandpa finish up our trailer. And we did all the wiring. And now we're working on the wiring on the truck to hook to make the trailer brakes work. And everything. So, and I just wanted to ask for safe travels too for us.
Okay.
There and back.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you that the whole bunch is going out to the sand dune. Be protected there while they're there and on the way back home in Jesus' name. Now, nobody gets hurt. Everybody's going to have a great time. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, don't let them bring a whole bunch of sand home either, Benita said. In Jesus' name. Amen. And y'all gonna have fun. All right. Anyone else? Hello, Anretta. Go ahead, Pat.
So I just wanted to pray a confirmation prayer for the spirit of forgiveness. To be unleashed on my family. And I think that's all I wanted to say. I believe the ball is rolling and the Lord is going to do something. So, Father, I thank you for hearing our prayer this weekend. I thank you for my mother, that you're softening her heart, my mother-in-law, and that you are doing your work in her life, Lord, to set her free in your spirit. We just ask you to fill her with your spirit, Lord, fill her with your word, give her grace to, again, to hand over each and every offense that has come upon her. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the seeds that have been sown. And I just thank you for the angel that you are sending and you've sent to preserve that seed and to nurture that seed and to bring it into fruition in her life. We thank you for the Holy Spirit you've given us all, Lord, to guide us into all truth. And so I thank you for it. And just praise you for the work that you're going to do there and the unleashing of your flood of life in hers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You're going to be excited about this prophetic word, Pat. Amen. Go ahead. All of us are. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I was just, when we went up to see my great grandma, she was really happy to see us on her birthday. She was just so happy. She was just,
thank you, Jesus.
She was like, I was like so happy to see her, and she was happy to see me, and she gave me a big hug and everything, and it was just wonderful.
Amen. All right, grandmas are good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Praise God forevermore.
There's only 18 people on. What's going on? You got a great word, and we need more people hearing it.
Well, I'm not sure, Benita. Lord, I thank you for getting everybody in here that's going to get in here, in Jesus' name. Because this word will help everybody. and I thank you for it. One of you girls, can y'all post the email, I mean the link to it? And, okay, thank you, Judy. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start. Well, there's Carol. There's George. Hello, y'all. All right, the name of it is, this is from Julie Whidbey. There's 15 different ways to spell it, but I think the way she spelled it is W-H-I-D-B-E-E, I think. No, you didn't say that. Okay. The name of it is Behold, I Come. And she quotes Revelation 22:12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. The dream was given on May the 22nd. The dream started. Can y'all hear me okay? Is everything okay? Audio's fine. The dream started with me receiving a letter in the mailbox. I opened it to find a check that I only hurriedly glanced at as my family and I were on our way to a meeting of great importance and we couldn't be late. The meeting included Yahushua's remnant from all over the world, that's Jesus, some of whom I recognized, but most I did not. The location was remote and we met outdoors in a camp-like setting. Lana, just for your information, I'm starting a prophetic word that I wanted to get to everybody. A long fold-out table was set up, and as we arrived, two older men instructed my husband and I to sit down. The men could best be described as elders, distinguished and mature. And I was pretty sure they were angelic in nature, as their disposition was not at all like the others there. They were dressed very differently as well, in long white robes with some kind of head covering. The message from them was very simple. When everyone was quiet, one of the men simply stated, "The transfer of wealth has taken place." I was shocked, so I asked the one who spoke, "How do you know? Do you have confirmation that this is true and from the Father?" The man said to me, "What did you bring with you today?" I then remembered I had stuffed the check from the mail into my pocket, and so I reached in to get it. I understood from him that I was to more carefully look at the check. When I did, I saw the number 1 and then more zeros than I could quickly count, even going off the page of the check. I asked the elder, "When will this happen?" And he said, "By the time you awaken tomorrow, all will already have manifested." At that moment, I had a vision within the dream and saw myself and many others of the remnant going to banks and financial institutions. I was given the understanding that we were all withdrawing unlimited amounts of money for whatever purposes, listen to this, the Father had given us as our tasks to accomplish. I also saw lands, structures, supplies, machinery, and much more just start appearing, as many have been praying for years and years. After looking at the check, then seeing the vision, I suddenly felt an anointing fall on everyone there at the fellowship meeting. My entire body was filled from head to toe, as everyone's was, with the Spirit of the living, Yahuwah, Father God. And we all simultaneously began weeping uncontrollably, praising Father with all of our hearts. Our bodies were electrified and yet filled and carried as we found ourselves linking arms and dancing to the glory and the praise of Yahushua. Everyone was shouting praises to our King Yahushua for his incredible faithfulness in fulfilling his promises to his remnant. I understood the transfer of kingdom wealth and the timing of the transformation of his remnant, at least in this dream, was very close together. End of the dream. Proverbs, hang on, there's more. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Note, although this dream was about the transfer of wealth that will very soon take place, Yahushua has impressed upon me that there is much more taking place right now in his remnant. This dream shows us the fulfillment of his promises that he will always provide for his own. And we have the hope and assurance that all of our needs have been and will continue to be met. I ask him what his instructions are for his remnant right now as we wait for our transformation. Check this out. This was his response. Hang on, folks. Is everybody ready? I think we need to pass the plate now before we get into this. Wait a minute. All right, here we go. My dearest daughter, and all those who walk in obedience to me, another large shift has taken place. Those of you sensitive to my spirit know that this season is much different from any you have experienced in the past. You have been trained and taught. However, I remind you of the words that I have spoken to you over the years, that my bride will see much just before I come for you. Is not all that is truly evil on full display now? Yeah, it is. A full disclosure of all the enemy's wicked plans for the souls of men is upon you. It must be so in order that all that has remained hidden for so long is now uncovered. Have I not said I will expose all things? Evil has been manifesting without hindrance, but only for a short time. And then I will act. All that was hidden is now being brought to the surface, and agendas once secret are now being revealed. This is done in order that the decision a soul must make is extremely clear. You are either for me or against me. Just when the enemy believes he will have the victory, check it out. I will powerfully manifest in and through my army. And this world will not have known anything like this since the beginning. I will cut through the hearts of men with my sword of truth, and many will be saved. You ask me what I would have you to do, my jewels. Declare in unity all of my truths in this realm many times throughout your day. Declare a thing, and it shall be so. There is unmatched power and authority when my truth is being spoken collectively. Declare what is already done in the spiritual to manifest in the physical now. Call forth the fulfillment of my promises and watch what I will do. Glory to God. Declare miracles and supernatural blessings, provision and protection, and it will be as you have declared it, because my storehouses of heaven are open, Lord of God. As I am in the Father, you are in me. So you are in the Father, and we operate as one, as heirs to my kingdom, my royal priesthood, as sons and daughters. Much has been given, and now I require from you for you to take a powerful spiritual stand like you have not done before. You are to be bold and courageous and without fear. Many of you who have been hidden in secret will now come forth, but don't be afraid, for I am with you. I go before you, and nothing by any means can harm you. You were born for such a time as this, so rejoice, my children. The hour is much later than most understand. But you, as my set-apart ones, know this, and you will shine with the light of your Creator in the midst of the darkest days on earth. I have much, much to share with you, and great is the reward of you who have overcome, glory to God. A greater work is now taking place within my first fruits group, and not all who were in agreement with you previously will continue to be. This will especially be noticed in those who call themselves my believers and followers. My word says, I will come to judge my church first. And this is what's taking place. Each one of you has a unique assignment and purpose, and you must cleave to the intimate counsel you each have been given in order to maintain your focus. As all is shifting so rapidly now, go when I say go, stay when I say stay, and do not engage unless explicitly instructed to do so. Do not concern yourselves with the outcome of loved ones who cannot make the choice to fully surrender right now. Bless them and stay on your course for me. I have told you I have them, so pray for them unceasingly and trust me. Your prayers are more powerful than you would believe. They're sweet incense to me, and I hear each one. Glory to God. A great anointing will fall upon you, my beautiful ones, and nothing will remain the same again. Continue to stay emptied of self and sit at my feet continually. There are many that assist you in the unseen, and these too will very soon be revealed. My plan is a game changer for the enemy. Praise God. As I set the world on fire with my spirit, as my truth invades, all must respond as the frequency shifts and love pours in. My design is perfect as I am perfect. I am that I am. Glory to God. Jesus. Somebody ought to get excited out there. That's all I'm saying. Glory to God. Woo, man, this is something else. There's a bunch of scriptures that I want also that she put behind this that I want to say also. Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Matthew 12:30. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scattereth abroad. Who is that 832? Is that you, Debbie? Cheryl, okay. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, praise God, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Glory to God. John 14:20, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. James 2:5, hearken, my beloved brother. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Luke 12:48, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Psalms 83:3, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power. Actually, it's that word is authority, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Revelation 3:21, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Joel 2:23-34. So rejoice, O sons of Zion, and be glad in the Lord your God, for he has given you the early rain for your vindication, and he has poured down for you the rain, the early and latter rain, as before. The threshing floors will be full of grain, and the vats will overflow with the new wine and oil. Hebrews 12:1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And the last one, Exodus 3:14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Glory to God. All right. Has anybody got any comments? Anybody got a prayer now? I'm just asking.
I got a hallelujah for what you just read. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Tracy. That's right. That's a hallelujah. Oh, if it's anything, it's a hallelujah forever. All right, Greg, go ahead.
Just a quick question. And I read this yesterday. It was forwarded to me. I think it was yesterday. The author of this, can you just elaborate how well we know her? Because I don't know her, I guess how reliable. Because I know when I first read it, and I commented that and boy, the prosperity doctor people would love some of this. So run down the street, going, we're rich, yay! but I know from the studies I've done on wealth. That it's a crossover to mammon, etc., like that. The Lord does say quite a few things about it. He gives us the power to get wealth, which most people stop there, but to establish his covenant on the earth, etc., which is the vein of this. But anyway, I guess my question is, because there are plenty of people out there who can give exciting prophecies or whatever else, but they're not necessarily. Well, anyway, they might be manipulating people. So not in any way to doubt it, but I just would like to know what we know about the person who's speaking it.
Well, I'll let you know something about Judy or Julie Whitby. David has used some of her prophecies in the past as well. I can tell you this, the prophetic word she gave that I just gave you, it's right along what God has told us. Everything that she said, God has told us to confirm it. In other words, this was a confirmation for what God told us already. And I know about the prosperity gospel and what their mishandling of the word is. This is for the bride, the money, just like it happened to the Israelites when they went out to the wilderness, when the Egyptians threw gold and silver and all that stuff at them. Same thing's going to happen. It's coming from the beast, and the beast is going to throw money at us, or God's going to get the money to us for one purpose. And the man-child's going to be over. The one purpose is to get the gospel out and revival. That's what it's for. And to help God's people get the gospel out. And if you know anything about how God's going to do this, you know that it's going to cost an awful lot of money to get it out, because there's certain avenues that we can utilize if we've got the money to get it all over the world very quick. Go ahead, Missy.
I just had some thoughts on this by some of the things that were said. Like, for instance, when she said about, I forget how she said it, but about things appeared that they were needing or whatever. And thinking about how the Lord provided in the wilderness for the Jews, God didn't use man's ways at all. The money, whatever the Egyptians gave them ran out in like 3 days, I think is what this, how it goes or something. Yep. And most of the time in the wilderness was miraculous provision. The Lord gave them stuff, whatever it was they needed out of thin air. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think the Lord's going to provide a lot without, quote, money. Because whatever he provides that we need, in reality, there is a price on it in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you understand what happened when the Jews went out into the desert, that the Egyptian beast gave them all of that they needed.
Yeah.
In money for 3 days. Now, three days in our time means the 3 years that's going to happen in the first part of the tribulation. Mm-hmm. To get the gospel out. Go ahead.
I if you take notice though to what she said about unlimited and things appeared, I don't think the Lord's gonna use only money. I think we're gonna say, Lord, we need blah blah, and it's gonna be there.
I believe it. Let me just say one thing. Don't focus on the money part. Right. The money part is not the good part. The good part was the word of knowledge she got afterwards. That's the part I'm excited about.
Right. the prophetic word of basically the Lord's pouring out his spirit, you know, and this provision are going to come close together.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I believe we're almost there as far as provisions go.
Right. But,
you know, whether it does or whether it doesn't make any difference. I've got some people that I need to come into the kingdom. And because of that, that's why I'm excited about this word of knowledge that she had after the dream. Glory to God, man, can you imagine? And the things that you need. You have people around you that have a healing need, that have a deliverance need, all of those things. Guess what? God fixing to do it.
Yeah, and ones that not to be concerned about ones that we've, you know, that seem totally like their eyes are closed and their ears are closed, but we're believing yeah. for them because they're our family and yeah. our loved ones. That I like the fact that, you know, and I've believed this for a while, that what she said was, is that when they see all this darkness is revealed and the truth comes out and all this, you know, they're going to have a hard choice to make. Either you're for me or you're against me.
What did Jesus use to bring people unto him? He used signs and wonders. He used signs and wonders. What did the disciples use? They used signs and wonders to bring people to Jesus. Nobody out there was in Jesus but the disciples and Jesus when they started. And then when they started, they remember what Jesus said, I ain't got no money, brother, but in the name of Jesus, come up off of that bed of affliction, you know, and they raised him up. God raised him up, and he went jumping and leaping through the temple. Glory to God. That's the way it's going to be. They're going to be running through them Baptist churches down there that don't believe God heals. Said, look what Jesus did. Glory to God. I don't know about you people, but I'm excited about what Jesus is fixing to do. I'm telling you. They're going to run through them churches of Christ. They're going to run through them, all of those Neanderthal churches out there. And people are going to come running out of because they want to see the love of God upon their life. And they're going to, too. That's Gabriel. Hey, boy. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pat. Hi, Penny. I don't mean to walk all over you, Missy, but I'm getting excited. I can't know if you can tell or not. Go ahead, Greg.
I'm excited, too.
I have put my hand down. I was just going to ask, because I just checked my bank account and it's not there yet. But I'm kidding. I've got it done. But, you know, look, I'm sure we'll cover this later. But, you know, look, I'm just going to put this out there. I just want to pray, you know, for what you're talking about, Michael, is that we would handle this sort of stuff very wisely. As someone said, it can be a snare. So, yeah, I mean, Lord, you know, that you trust people with this sort of stuff is sobering. Please help us.
That's exactly right. I think I understand what you're saying. I'm not sure, but the man-child is the one that's going to be in charge of this. All those man-childs out there, the ones that's going to be in charge of it, God's not going to trust this just to anybody. This is the bride and the man-child business now. He's talking about, or she's talking about.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I get that's, you know, that's the okay. game.
Yeah. Amen. Okay, Carol.
Testing sound. How is it?
A little right wonky. Now.
It's okay. Okay, no. Good.
Yeah, it's okay right now. And it's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right. Amen. I just want to say to that it's a confirmation hearing this word. And I do want to pray that I want to say thank you, God, for releasing the treasures in the storehouse in heaven for your children and the purpose that you release such treasure. It is always so that we can go forward and bring your love and bring your deliverance, bring your healing, And we want to even go as far as say, bring your resurrection. There are many things that you want to do, and for sure you want to fill us so that we can overflow and deliver and set the captives free. I thank you for that, God. I do pray for that wisdom and that discernment, that we would stay so close to you, that when these treasures are released, that we would see them with your eyes and not the worldly eyes, or else we will get distracted. Thank you. You will not let us go to the left or to the right because you loved us first. So we respond with saying, we love you and we want to stay with you. I want to stay with you. And I thank you for this amazing gift that you're bringing to each and every one of us and for this beautiful body of Christ. And I thank you. And I just say, I'm excited too. Thank you for guiding, protecting, and keeping us, hemming us in more and more, Lord. And I say, thank you, Papa God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. And thank you, body of Christ, for being here. Bless you all.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It's time to get close to the Lord. If you're not already, it is time to get close to the Lord. There's nothing more important right there than giving up self and getting right with the Lord. And because when you do, you're going to be a big help to the bride. If you don't, you'll be a hindrance. We have to be vigilant and diligent in our walk with the Lord. And to do that, we have to know what he wants us to do, you know. And the way to do that is to get in his presence and ask him. All right. Anybody else got a comment or a prayer? David, did you get to hear the whole thing?
Well, I'm reading through it right now. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good. All right. Has anybody got any prayer requests? Because I'm telling you something. What did he just get through telling us? Lord, I thank you for bringing all of my family into the kingdom. My three daughters, I thank you, Father, that you're going to turn them around and grant repentance to them and bring them in, Lord. All of my grandkids, I thank you, Father, for doing that for every one of them, too, in the name of Jesus. And all my great-grandkids, in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, for bringing all of them in and my natural siblings as well. Marvin, David, Alanette, and Sue Ellen. I thank you, Father, for bringing them in, granting repentance to them and bringing them in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Y'all believe it's done? Glory to God, I knew too. I praise you, Father, for doing that for all of my family. Amen. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Pat, go ahead, brother.
So the thing that hit me, and I received that whole thing. It's beautiful. The scripture that came to me when I know we're talking, Greg is concerned about the financial, making sure that it is the stewardship is in place, etc., and all that, and obviously I think that's absolutely important, but I think the scripture that came to me was Luke 16:10, and it says, and this, the Lord used this on me a long time ago when I was actually learning some of the things about faithfulness and the unfaithful mammon or unrighteous mammon, and etc. But he showed me, he that is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And he that is unrighteous in a very little is unrighteous also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches. And then he goes through the process, says, no servant can serve two masters, etc. And the true riches is the true riches. No man can serve two masters. And I know that many of us have been going through a sanctification process, a grinding down of the flesh, and reaching out for God to overcome certain things and whatnot. And this thing that is happening is that the Lord is going to give us the true riches. And those true riches are the inner man dead to self and alive to God. Bringing forth a life unrestricted submission to his life running freely within us. And I believe the true riches is that you don't need wealth. You don't need money. And I think of that, Jesus, when, came to him or somebody was tempting him that he wasn't paying the temple tax and whatever. And Jesus simply told Peter to go down and cast his hook in the water and bring up the fish and pull out that coin and give him their temple tax. Jesus had no concern whatsoever about provision. And so to a certain degree, I know that there's going to be finances. I know there's going to be money and the ability to distribute and whatever. But I think that the true riches that he's going to unleash upon us is that last paragraph, a great anointing will fall upon you, my beautiful ones, and nothing will remain the same again. That's nothing within us, in our hearts, will remain the same. I believe he's going to unleash, he's going to set the captive free to be in perfect harmony and submission to his will. And I'm just so looking forward to it. Stay emptied of self and set at my feet continually. There are many that assist you in the unseen, and these too will be very soon be revealed. My plan is a game changer for the enemy. And I agree with that 100%. He isn't going to know what hit him, because those verses of Daniel 4 and the dream that he interpreted for Nebuchadnezzar, that kingdom of God, that stone rolling down the mountain and striking that beast, that end time beast on the feet, and that beast is going to fall because of the power and anointing of Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I mean, I'm excited. It's just, I can't wait. So anyway, praise the Lord.
I believe it's here now. I believe it's here now.
Amen.
I believe it's coming down. That's just me. He said, speak it, declare it, decree it, it'll happen. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
I was reading in Revelation 12, at least a couple weeks ago, and And some things that's kind of, could I say, confused me about some things in the Bible, and like especially in the Old Testament. They'll tell about something, and then they'll go back a little bit later and give you another part of that picture of what's happening at the same time. And it's like it, and you see that in Revelation. And I think, and I believe that the casting down of the dragon to the earth, Satan to the earth, happens at the same time the man child is called up to the throne and anointed. Because it's our prayers, our taking authority. It's a fight. It's a fight and it's a battle. But we know we have the authority to tread upon the enemy and all over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall any wise hurt us. I think at the same time when he's cast down to the earth is when the man child is taken up to the throne. That's what I believe the Lord's shown me.
For the second time.
Hmm?
I believe it's the second time.
The second.
Mid-tribulation.
But anyway, like where it talks about there in Revelation 12.
Yeah.
And so, like you're saying, Michael, you know, we can declare it.
Yeah.
We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that Satan and his minions are cast down to the earth, and the man child is taken up and to the throne and anointed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. If I'm not mistaken, and I could be, but I'm almost certain I'm right, that when Satan is brought down to earth is mid-tribulation. That's when the last 3.5 years happened. That's when the Lord said that you have to have great, bold faith at that time to make it through the tribulation. That's why he's given us the first 3.5 years to get the faith right, you know, God's people, get it right. But anyway, we can talk about that some more time. I think that's right, Missy. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. All right. Yes, the man child has to be anointed, but there's more than one anointing he gets. If you remember David's book at Man Child and Bride Prophecy. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, 3.5 year boot camp is a good way to put it. That's for those that are coming into the kingdom. How many of you want to be there until the day of the Lord? Yes, Lord, me too. I want to be there. I want to be the last bunch that goes out. I want to be at the end of that 40 days of watching the recompense of the wicked. Amen. How many of you think we're not going through the tribulation? Raise your hand. Julie, you raised your hand. No.
I'm going to be abiding in the heavenly places. I'm not going through the tribulation. I'm going through my tribulation now.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good answer.
That's all.
I stand corrected. That's the first mistake I've made, I guess. I don't know how long. It's a couple of hours ago. All right. Anyone else? Yeah. Amen. Amen. You will. All right. Has anybody else got anything they want to add or comment on or ask a question about? Okay. I was going to give you another one, a testimony, but I think David's going to use that tomorrow, so I won't spoil his deal. It's a great testimony he's going to put out. Does anybody know how many times that the phrase "in whom" or "in him" occurs in the New Testament? Anybody got a figure on that?
A bunch.
Yeah. Well, it's a little over 130. I don't remember the correct answer, but it's a little over 130 times that he uses it. So that's, and I said that because, yeah, in him or in whom or whatever, you know, it's all in Christ. And that's what God's wanting us to do in this prophetic word, is to be in him at all times, listening to him at all times. And the only way you can do that, of course, is to make time to talk to God, be with him. I know we get distracted a lot. I do. I'll just confess that now. Lord, help me to be more vigilant with my time to be with you. There's nothing more important, Lord, than to be with you and to learn what you have for me that day. And that's going to be something that we do. You remember Jesus, he was always going out to pray, always going out to pray. Let's go, boys, let's go pray. And the reason behind that, he said, he don't do nothing unless the Lord tells him. And that's where we're going to have to be in this time ahead, in this wilderness coming, is to be close to the Lord. So he'll be showing us what to do. You'll not know whether to go this way or that way unless the Lord tells you. What comes to mind, y'all remember that story in that Russian had when they took off for China. And some of them thought they'd go the wide road because it was easier. He almost lost his life by doing it. And that's what's coming ahead. That's exactly what's coming ahead. And watching a ball game on TV is not near as important as reading the Word of God and getting close to the Lord. And I'm talking to myself as well. You got something white hanging out of your ear, Pat. I don't know. We need to pray about that. It's a nice earring, brother. All right. Anybody else? Anybody got any comments? Any prayer requests? I'm surprised. Yeah, Anna.
Hey, Michael. This is kind of off topic. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to ask if anybody's got any wisdom for me about a situation. Say hi, Shoshana. I didn't want to talk about this in the local meeting because I didn't want to talk about it in front of Obi. But I prayed a while back on the outreach here, I think, about our neighbor boy, Caden. He was coming over and it was being a little bit of a problem. And after we prayed, he really didn't come over anymore. But now he's coming over a lot again. And I just thought I'd see if anybody has any wisdom for me about how to handle it, because he's 8. And of course, Obi's only 5 and he goes to public school. And he just kind of comes over when he's bored and he's just really not well behaved at all. And I have to correct him, and I don't correct him near as much as I would like to. But he comes from a broken home, so I'm trying to be graceful with him. But like, he'll rip things out of Obi's hands and he manipulates Obi. And he's very selfish, and these different things. And so I'm not exactly sure how to handle it. Mostly I just coach Obi about, you know, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek, you know, forgive him, let him walk all over you, basically. And then, of course, I correct Caden if it's kind of out of control. And so with correcting Caden, you know, don't do that. You know, I try to be real graceful. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't lie. So Obi has heard me say these things to Caden. I don't talk about him, but Obi has heard me say them to Caden. So Obi's now being a little Pharisee, you know, Caden's a liar. You know, he's this, he's that, he's disrespectful. And I'm like, okay, Obi, you can't be talking about people like this. And I just thought I'd see if anybody, maybe especially the parents, I don't know, of what I need to, what I should do here, because Caden is a broken kid. And so I want to be graceful with him, but I feel like Obi's picking up stuff from him. And a couple times I've actually had to send him home. Okay, you guys, you know, he's just making Obi mad, but I just told him, you guys are arguing. You'll have to, you know, you'll have to go home if you can't play nice. So I just thought I'd see if anybody might have anything for me there.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg. I didn't see your hand up.
You can go ahead first, Michael. I'll bow to you.
Well, the only thing I was going to tell her, you remember what David used to do. He would tell the little boy or whatever, I think it was a little boy that came over and bullied him, that we're a Christian family here. We don't do those things. And if you're going to come over here and play, you have to play by our rules. And our rules, we don't lie, we don't hit, we don't bully, we don't do any of those things. We're glad to have you over here if you will comply with those things. You know, and if they didn't comply, he'd send them home. And then he'd get his taser gun out, taser the boy. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, kind of much the same, but and let me see if I can walk your thoughts through it, Anna. First of all, whose house is it? And you might get a sense of, well, no, it's actually the Lord's, but yeah, but you know, you know, you two are his stewards. He's put you in charge of it. Two, in the house, right? What is one of your primary, what's the word, you know, well, not just in the house, but, you know, it's the base of it. Your primary responsibilities or tasks the Lord has given you?
Be raising my kids, I guess.
You go, right? So you're
responsible. Protecting them.
So this young gentleman, Caden, is not your responsibility to raise. Let me, and I'll put a caveat on that. And I just want to commend you because I see that your heart here is, you know, to I guess accommodate this child who, you know, does come from a broken home, and, you know, as I say, I want to commend that. But yeah, as Michael said, you know, and look, he probably, you know, wants to get into a place where there's a, you know, a family, you know, just, you know, from a psyche point of view or whatever else, and that's fine as well. But you know, your children are also watching you deal with this, and if this guy is like getting away, I mean, if I'm outside of it. I'm not dealing with it. So, but you know, the rule, you know, would be in my place, you know, and obviously you let him know beforehand. You're welcome here, and this would apply to, you know, an adult as well. You know, you're welcome here, but if you violate the rules of this house, there won't be any punishment inflicted, but you won't be in this house until you can, you know, act respectfully. And it might take him a couple of times to work that out. But, you know, first and foremost, your children are watching this. You know, if they see someone else getting away with stuff, that, you know, Steve may get put in there at all. Oh, bless you, Anna. Good on you.
Thank you very much, Greg. I think that's very helpful. Yeah, because Obi has stepped some of this stuff, and he tries to do it to Elisha.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we and you guys pray for Caden, you know, because this is stuff that the enemy's in there and sowing seeds.
Amen. Go ahead, Alana.
Something that I think Greg said here struck a chord with me, and that is if the child is looking for real love and real attention, then they will usually take a warning from an adult pretty seriously. And what I mean is if you have a one-on-one with this kiddo and say, hey, Caden, you're welcome here. We love you. We want you to play with us. We want you to spend time with us. But if you do this and this and this, you must leave. And if this child is looking for a sincere, true sincerity and truth, is if that's what he's seeking, he will take that warning seriously, because this is a negotiation for him, and he will take that over being sent home. But if he's just looking for trouble, then in my mind right now, no amount of light, no amount of love, no amount of niceness, no amount of being concerned for showing him Christ is going to get through him unless the Lord allows it. And at that point, it's okay to basically say, hey, you have to leave and you can't come back. And then, you know, if his parents have an issue with that, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, my kiddo can't get along with him and it's causing issues and I have my hands full. So unless your kiddo, you know, can help me out here, my kiddo's too young and your kiddo's too old. I think that's a very logical explanation to get his parents to, you know, keep them if they have an issue. But once again, that thought struck me as kids, when they're really after something, they will negotiate to get the better end of it. And if he wants love and if he likes what he sees in your home, he'll make a deal with you. If you give him the opportunity to speak on one-on-one and, you know, as much as kids can come to an agreement, hey, you be nice and you can have all these nice things at our house. But if you're just here to make trouble, you know, send them home.
Amen.
Thank you, Lana.
Mama's wisdom. I don't know how, you know, it used to be we didn't have tasers, we had ball bats, and you know, that's used a little bit of exercise. Anyway. Well, kids will do what you allow them to do. And I love kids. And I let them get away with a lot. But they got to follow the rules. Okay, anybody else with another subject or the same subject or whatever? Amen. Okay. We still got about 50 minutes left. What y'all want to talk about? Yeah, Ann Rutter.
Thanks. Sorry, my camera is not on because my internet gets funny with the broadband. But I was going to ask for prayer for my daughter, my firstborn. So recently she got in contact with her bio dad, who I haven't seen since she was about a year and a half. And well, my husband has been, you know, in the father role, and I asked her, you know, do you want to get to know him? Do you want to contact him? Because he wasn't a very nice person. Well, she started to get sick. So she's reacting, her whole body broke out. It's quite scared, like got scaled and her feet started to swell. Having said that, that has really brought her close to God. And she started to seek God. She's asked for baptism and she has a genuine, like what seems like a genuine hunger for God now. And so I praise God for that. However, I've been talking to his wife recently. She called me up to warn me about him. And she said he joined a cult, and he'd beaten her up really, really badly because he'd been asked to sacrifice either her or one of his children. So we prayed about that. That was quite a shock to me. I was surprised, you know. But we've prayed about it. We've fasted. We've prayed. Her skin's resolved. And we prayed also for his other children that I didn't even know of, but have recently come, you know, to find out about. But the night before last, she dreamt that the actual devil came for her. So we've always had dreams, myself, my daughter, and my son, since we were little. And actually, that's what brought me to the Lord, because there'd be shadow people coming, sometimes like to grab us and stuff. But two nights ago, she dreamt that the devil actually came to her room and grabbed her by the neck and said to her, "You're not going to leave me. Yeah, you're not allowed to leave me." And she said she got so scared in the dream because she was trying to bind him. And she's saying, "You know, I bind you in the name of Jesus and, you know, let me go." And she said when he grabbed her neck, she got so scared. She cried out. She said, "Lord Jesus, help me." And the devil got really upset. He said, "Stop doing that. You know, stop doing it." It's like, "God, please, I'm so scared. I don't know how to pray. Help me." And he got so freaked out, apparently. But she woke up with her neck in pain and like she was still feeling it. And I don't know. I'm not really sure how to go. I'm just praying the way I usually pray. I don't know if there's any other insight that I could get. I'd really appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. Well, Julie, will you help me here? I didn't understand it.
Yeah, and Retta, how old is your daughter?
She's 19.
She's 19. And did she meet with her biological dad?
No, he's in a different country.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. She was wanting to visit him. That's when this whole thing started. She thought, yeah, she might visit him. And then his wife called me and said, don't let her visit him. He's not a good man. Yeah, he's involved in a lot of
kind of a
stuff.
Warning. It was like a real warning where the devil was attacking her. Was she dreaming when that happened, when she got attacked by this demonic influence? Yeah.
She was in her dream. Okay. Yeah. We do get really, really vivid dreams, and sometimes it's it comes up and becomes a vision or something, which is something that's always seemed to have happened. But yeah, it was quite vivid.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to keep praying and praying in the spirit and keep binding up the devil. Obviously, maybe that has changed her mind about going to visit her dad.
Oh yeah, she doesn't want anything because ever since she started speaking to him, she's had so much physical trouble. Okay. So she's wanting to cut off ties again. I do know that the bio grandmother was deeply involved in witchcraft.
Okay. Occultism and witchcraft.
A lot of occultism. And I suspect she dedicated her as well when she was little. Because
we can definitely break off any curses and things that have been spoken over her from her grandmother. And what is your daughter's name?
Crystal.
I'm sorry?
Crystal.
Crystal.
Crystal, with a C.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else get anything?
We can come against that. And Anretta, you're in a place down there that there's a lot of that occultism and witchcraft going on. The sword, using the armor of God is essential in places like that. If you remember James 4:7, that resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you just do what you do it every day. You do it every day. You get up, you come against the devil, you speak that against him. He has no right to come in on you or your family. And you speak that every day and have your daughter do it as well. And he won't bother you. He can't bother you because you're speaking. You heard the the prophetic word we gave earlier, didn't you?
Oh yes, I was in tears. I understood. Yes, it was. I know it's the truth. I know the doors are opening up. I can feel it all around. There's something breaking down. There's stuff going through. I believe it 100%. Yeah.
Well, you pray Psalms 91. You pray everything. You pray the you get that sword out, sharpen up both sides of it, and get after the devil with it. And I guarantee you, he'll leave you alone. He'll leave you alone, and your daughter, and anyone else in your immediate family that you've got there with you. Amen. Go ahead, Greg.
I always cover my home with the blood of Jesus too, and declare and decree that I have a Passover, and the Lord has seen the blood of the Lamb on my house, and no evil will come here. Go ahead.
By the way, Amretta, your family is not the only one. They're coming against a lot of people's family right now. They're getting desperate. But that's okay. We have the Lord backing us up. And all we have to do is trust that he's going to back up what his word says.
Amen.
That's all we need to do. Lord, I thank you that you're going to do it. I thank you, Lord, that my house is free from this demonic entity in Jesus' name. And he cannot come around here. In the name of Jesus, I command those angels, warrior angels all around my property here, that will not allow that enemy back in my house in Jesus' name. And when you do that, watch what happens. Yep. He'll keep them out.
Yep.
He can keep them out. Go ahead, Greg. Where'd he go? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I'm up here. Or down here, over there, wherever it is. And Retta, I appreciate that your crystal is in the situation. And, you know, the reason I asked about, you know, where the dad is and stuff, in you know, and I assume it's Africa. And the Spanish connection, but you know, look, and Michael, you went short. Dan Ritter's in Brisbane in Australia, but it is Brisbane, isn't it? Around that area, anyway.
Yeah, it's Brisbane. Oh yeah, north side, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But you know, look. That said, there's witchcraft everywhere in various forms. But I'm going to look. You know, your daughter is at the fore of this battle or this situation. I'm, you know, and it's easy for me to speak when I'm not in it, but let's Let me give you a verse to give to her. You know, when the devil comes and strangles someone, says you're not getting away from me. The answer to that question, the answer to that is what, bet. let me give you a verse, and you would have heard me say this before, I'm sure. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It's Philippians 1:28, and it says, "In no way be alarmed or intimidated in anything by your opponents, for such constancy and fearlessness on your part is a clear sign and a proof and a seal for them of their impending destruction, but a clear sign for you of deliverance and salvation, and that too from God." If you go through scriptures, we are not, it's not a suggestion, we are, and I always thought it was, but like hundreds and hundreds, we are commanded not to fear. Which doesn't mean, you know, that feeling may not come upon us, but it means we don't submit to it. So even in a dream or something like that, you know, and I don't deny its validity, then, you know, we turn and go, nah, you know, and we just call the Lord's name and you know, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
He will flee. Amen.
You know, and look, kudos to you and to Andre as well. You know, for being the parents, you know, and Andre stepping in as the dad. And, you know, there's an authority there that you guys have as well. But anyway, that's the end of what I was going to say. You know,
it's interesting you say that, Greg, because it's almost like the Lord was sort of making me step aside and stop having like that being in between and covering her and stuff, and instead guiding her and sort of giving her pointers and going, ask God, you talk to him, you know, you fight. Because I was still doing it, but it's almost like the Lord was going, now she needs to get, you know, she needs to step out of the boat. And and she's learning. She's gone in the deep end, but she's learning. Yeah.
And when the enemy comes upon us in situations like that, it really, all it is a training run. The Lord just saying, "Oh, look, let's have a training drill," and they're just used for that. And yes, you know, look, you and I have both seen, you know, people coming, oh, you know, pray for me, and they want someone else to solve the problem, which is fine, but it's not sustainable. So yes, your daughter, as do all of us, need to learn to pray for these things, and need to learn they have no power over us, in Christ. So you know, yes, that's entirely valid as well, and that's I'm not saying we don't join each other in the battle, because we do.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
No worries.
Amen. Colossians 1:13 says, so Jesus delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son. And just quote the scriptures. It is written, Satan, glory to God, it is written. He has translated me out of there. I ain't got to put up with your mess. I rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. And he's got to go. Because the name of Jesus. I like that big old club you got there, Greg. That's a good one for Satan, man. Somebody got a bunch of... Oh, my gracious. All right. There's no demon coming around there.
Thanks, everyone.
Marilyn has her hand up. Did you, in case you didn't see it?
Okay, I didn't see it. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Amrita, I wanted to ask you, I thought I heard you say that your daughter wants to get baptized.
Oh, she did. Yeah, we baptized her almost 2 months ago. Yeah.
Okay, so she's already baptized in water. Does she have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
We did baptize her in the Holy Spirit. She still hasn't spoken in tongues, or I think she's a bit self-conscious. And we're just encouraging her, like, do it between, you know, even in your private space with the Lord, you know, just, yeah. But we're still encouraging her. She's still extremely young in the faith, but she does have that desire now, which I praise God for, because I prayed for years. So there's a harvest there already. Yeah.
Amen. Can I pray for her?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, Father, I am thankful. I'm thankful for her obedience to be in the Word, know that baptism is important. It's an act of obedience. And I'm thankful that she has followed through with that for the water baptism. Father, she's asked for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if she's asked, Father, I believe you've given it to her. Father, we break any occultic influence here. Even through her spiritual DNA, through generational curses. We break that in the power of the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that her tongue is loosed, that she's going to be, well, Father, nothing's too hard for you, and you can do exceeding and abundantly more than we can ask or think. But Father, I am asking that there's just going to be a great outpouring of your Spirit on her, and she's going to begin to not only speak in tongues, pray in tongues, but even sing in the Spirit, and that she is just, it's just going to be such a joy to her. And she's going to figure out that it's just such a powerful tool to be able to pray in the Spirit, because you're praying the perfect prayer, because it's not you praying, it's the Holy Spirit praying through you. So Lord, I just thank you and praise you for the work that you're doing in this this lovely young lady. And Father, I pray for grace and wisdom for her mom and her dad here to in how to disciple her. And and also, Father, the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will grant unto her the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation of the knowledge of Christ, and enlighten the eyes of her understanding and strengthen her in the inner man. And so, Father, I just I thank you and praise you for the work that you're doing here in Crystal. And I'm thankful, Lord, she's 19 years old, symbolic of faith, and you're going to give her bold faith, and not only that she has the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but the gifts of the Holy, that there are gifts of the Holy Spirit that you will anoint and that will be manifest and used in the kingdom. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I believe it, Lord. Everybody in here does too. Crystal's fixing to speak in tongues. In Jesus' name, we just declare it and decree it. We thank you, Father, for giving her a full language right off the bat. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Lana. Glory to God.
Hey, I wanted to share a testimony. So I've been baking a lot of bread, and the Lord gave us a refrigerator because when I make bread, I have to store the dough overnight in the refrigerator because it's sourdough, so it can ferment. And then I bake it the next morning. And as my bake load increases, I'm running out of room in my refrigerator. And we got a free refrigerator from my in-laws. There was only one slight problem with it back then. It would shut off randomly. And they weren't sure what was wrong with it. But otherwise, it worked great. And so when we took over the refrigerator, my sister-in-law, Leo's wife, Yelena, said, "Hey, what are you going to do if it shuts off?" And I said, "Well, I guess I'll just have to walk by faith for it." And boy, would you know it, it happened very quickly. So this, on Friday afternoon, Theo was getting ready to go on his fishing trip. He was just about to head out the door, and I had prepared my dough. I had 10 baskets of it, or 10 loaves getting ready. And I went out to the garage to put them in the fridge. And I said, "Babe, the fridge is out." And what are you going to do? And I thought, man, Lana, this is it. And I was just working so hard not to panic and scramble. And so I took the dough and I put it in our regular fridge. Luckily, that wasn't too full. And I just couldn't feel left. He's like, "I'll text a friend to come look at it. There's nothing we can do. I'm taking the cooler, by the way, for the fish." So, and I'm just like, God help me, because I'm going to start hate fishing trips. I'm going to start hating a lot of things right now. And so I just, for an hour or two, I couldn't find any peace. I was fighting panic and fighting chaos. And finally, I just texted our sisters here in the group. And I said, "I need prayer." And they called me up right away. And we went to praying. We prayed down all the chaos. We commanded that fridge to start working and commanded peace in the trial. And that was it. And the Lord was so gracious. He gave me peace. I stopped worrying about it. My head cleared up. There was no chaos, no confusion, no anxiety, nothing. We bound it all up in the name of Jesus. And so this is Friday night. And that was it. So Saturday, I take a peek in the garage, no change. Sunday afternoon, I checked on it again because I needed to put something in there. And I noticed I thought, it's still feeling cool, even on the outside. Even the garage is warm, but the fridge feels cool from the outside. So I thought, Lord, thank you for having your angel so hard at work, keeping the whole thing cool. And so by Sunday night, I thought to myself, you know what? I think I'm just going to go ahead and empty it. It was just a thought. I wasn't panicking. I wasn't scared. It just seemed logical. I'm going to go ahead and empty it, and Theo will take a look at it. So Monday morning, we wake up, and I say, "Hey, Theo, babe, can you go start emptying the fridge? We'll rearrange everything. Maybe you can take a look at the control board." And I have this like gut feeling, it's from the Holy Spirit. I thought to myself, as soon as I don't want to say as soon as I decide or as soon as I lose it, because it was just, I felt at peace with making that decision. It was just kind of like, well, it's been a couple days, why don't we? And I thought to myself, man, as soon as I come to that point, I'm going to go out there and find the fridge working. And would you know it, Theo comes back in and he's like, "Babe, everything's fine. The fridge is running. Everything's frozen, nice and chilled." And I thought, praise you, Father. You gave me 2 days of grace to be at peace, to be at rest, to leave it alone. And that's exactly what I did. And then when I decided, you know what, why not take a look at it? You already fixed it. You helped me hold out to the very end. I am so grateful. The biggest takeaway was that peace of mind, that peace in the spirit, not because he fixed it a day later or an hour later or 2 days later, but the experience and the trial. I am so grateful for. Praise the Lord. And Gabriel, praising the Lord over here too.
Gabriel. Hey, buddy. Whoa, man. Boy, he's a handful, he looks like. All right. Anybody else? All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share?
Actually, I just asked for agreement. So when I had Gabe, the Lord blessed me with an abundant supply of milk to feed him. And I've been able to freeze a lot, but I didn't need to use it. And so I gave it away to somebody who honestly appreciated it more than I do. And she just texted me today wondering if I had taken medication while I was collecting the milk. And because her baby has not been feeling so well, and I wasn't. So I told her that I would just pray that her little boy would start feeling great. She doesn't know if it's from the milk I gave her or not. But I just wanted to ask for agreement that her little baby boy, Joshua, is feeling great. My milk is a blessing, not a curse. And that even if it is something outside of the milk, that we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And little Joshua is doing just great with his, and his mom is at peace with no anxiety either. So thank you, Father.
Amen. We command that infirmity to leave him now in Jesus' name and all the symptoms to go. And we thank you, Lord, that the milk, it makes no difference whether it's Lionel's or her. It is pure, unadulterated, God-given milk. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. Y'all believe it? I believe God. Joshua, you be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Yep. All right, well, I'm going to pray. Father, Lord, I thank you for bringing in the means to get this gospel out. And I know from what you've told us in the past that you're going to supply abundantly above and anything that we need. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the man-child anointing comes before that so that we would have the wisdom of you, Lord, directing this. And we praise you for that also, Lord. In fact, we just declare and decree the man child to come in play now, the anointing of the man child to come on in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I just praise you, Father, for bringing the anointed man child on into the game. And we thank you for it, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that the things that you have promised us in the past are coming into fruition quickly in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that at this time of the man-child anointing, that all the healings that we've already been prayed about, and people are still in faith for the healing, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that it's coming to pass now and quickly in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Father. You're an awesome God. Lord, we just believe right now that you're doing it now in Jesus' name, that everybody that needs a healing could receive it from you right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We command healing to everybody that needs it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing. You said to declare and decree it. I declare and decree, Lord, that everybody in this fellowship and those that are listening are healed, that wants it, receives it, and thanks you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my, 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 my. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. My, 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 my. I believe it. Amen. Hey, Isaac, is that Mariana? Isaac, can you hear me? Are you just playing like you're here? Okay, bud. Did you get to hear the prophetic word at the beginning of the broadcast?
No, unfortunately, I didn't, but I'll have to re-listen to this again.
Well, you could, Julie's got the link up there in the chat if you want to go ahead and get it. I just want to make sure you got it. To all of those who missed it, the link's up there in the chat. It's a great one, Isaac. You'll be thrilled to get it.
Yeah, I'm glad about that. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you checking up. And yeah, I'll get to listening to that.
Okay. Go ahead, Missy.
I'd like to say that I've been really praying a lot here lately, you know, about, you know, all that we see in the news, the disinformation, whether it be deep state or alliance, you know, they both throwing back disinformation. And I've been asking the Lord, you know, to give dreams and prophetic words and all that so that, you know, we know how to pray. We know what's going on, whatever. So this that you shared was like an answer to prayer. And I just praise the Lord, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't need to know exact details of things, you know, we just have to, you know, hear from the Lord for ourselves or, you know, a word like this for the whole body and to know how to pray. So just and to know what's going on or where we're at or whatever. So thank you, Lord. We just praise you and thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord.
Muted myself. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, something that's necessary a lot is to claim who you are in Christ. Speak that daily. Speak it daily, who you are in Christ. That's something that I have been doing for a while. And it actually gets you excited once you pick those ones out. Actually, I've got about 20 something of them that I speak a lot for myself. You just go in there and find out those scriptures that you like that pertain to you and who you are in Christ. Those promises, I have the mind of Christ. Those type of scriptures. God protects me. God provides for me. God does this. And I thank you, Lord, for doing it. And watch what happens. You know, I've done this for years. People ask me, how are you? I said, I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming and I'm blessed going, bless God. And I'm going to stay that way. And I have been. I have been blessed immensely in my life, and it's just an awesome way to live with God. Give him the glory. Give him the glory for everything. And you'll be, I tell you what, you'll see a change when you start pronouncing those, start saying those things that you are in Christ. I just give you an instance of something. I say, I am a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things in me are new. I am a new creation. And if I'm a new creation, bless God, I am yours, Lord. Satan has no power over me. I am reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. God has given me the ministry of reconciliation. God made Christ to be sin for me that I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Glory to God. We are the righteousness of Christ. But why? Because Christ is in us and we seek him with all our heart. In Christ, only the new creation means anything. Jesus has created one new man, and that new man is in union with Christ. Glory to God. That's the way, you know, get excited about Jesus and what he's done in you. In him, 130 times or plus in the New Testament. I am buried with him by baptism into death. Therefore, I walk in newness of life because he was raised in newness of life. Glory to God. That's way up there, folks. I serve in newness of spirit, not in oldness of the letter. We walk in the spirit. We don't walk in by the letter. My love is made perfect, and I have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so am I in this world. Glory to God. That's a big one. You can step out there and say that anytime to the devil. So I walk in the flesh, but I don't war after the flesh. My weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. Glory to God. God has given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, because he has already blessed me with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And you just go down through, go into, when you read the New Testament, go into the New Testament, write down those things that you are in Christ, and then start confessing them. When you start confessing, the Lord told us to confess his word, didn't he? All the time. And when you do that, you'll be blessed. I think I've got more than 25 in here, actually. Yeah, I got quite a bit more than 25. Yeah, forgiven, chosen, beloved, sanctified, perfected. That's just a few. Okay, anybody want to give us anything what they're doing? Oh, getting conversation out of y'all is like pulling teeth out of a rooster. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Julie.
Yesterday, I was reading some scriptures that I printed off the website. I can't remember exactly which teaching it was, but it had to do with household salvation, how our families are blessed, our children are blessed, or something like that. And I printed off the scriptures that were associated with the audio there and printed them out. And I was reading those and declaring out loud these things that were written there for my family. I personalized it for my family. That's something I do, is I take those scriptures that having to do with household salvation and that kind of thing, and speaking it out loud, that They're delivered out of the powers of darkness. They are coming into the kingdom. They are because of my faith and what I declare and decree. They're my family. God loves them more than I love them. He chose me, and they're my family. That me and my household, we are all saved. And then just declaring that they're going to be God-fearing, godly men and women of God. They're going to be speaking the word. They're going to be a witness for Christ. They are going to be restored because the devil's already been defeated, and that the power of Satan is broken off of them. They are going to be loving, forgiving, hungry for the word, declaring the word of God, honorable men and women, mighty warriors in the kingdom of God. They're going to bear the fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. And they're going to be part of the witnesses that God is raising up for my brothers, and just declaring what I believe for them. And Lord, let it be so. And that's for all of our family members, that we just declare the promises over them. Declare it, speak it out into the air. Speak it out. I don't remember what, I think it was something you shared, Michael, about a testimony that somebody was saying that this man was went out and he shouted, he spoke it out into the spirit, north, south, east, and west. He said, whatever the son's name was, you know, John, come home. John, come home, or whatever his name was, to come home. And the son, God honored that. And he spoke it out there. He was telling his son to come home. And I don't know how many days it was later, but his son called his dad and said, I'm coming home. It was something along those lines, if you remember that, Michael.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just speaking it out there, speaking out to the spirit realm. Something else that I'm reminded of is, as what Michael was saying, you know, declaring the promises of who you are in Christ Jesus, that something that David has said, and it works because this is speaking faith. When you speak that, you are speaking faith. You are binding the devil. Faith binds the devil. You are speaking into existence what the word God says, and God's the one that's going to manifest it in you. It's not our ability. It's something he's doing in us, but he wants our agreement. He wants us to confess him, and confess is to speak the same as we've been taught. You know, confession is just to speak the same as, and we want to speak the same as. We want to give our high priest the good confession of our hope, that we waver not. So anyhow, I'll just encourage you to do that. Whatever promises you see, declare them, speak them over yourself, and speak them over the people you love. And you know, I pray that they're, you know, for safety and protection in Psalm 91 over my family, and that God's going to, you know, deliver them out of their captivity of the bondage to, you know, religion, whatever, you know, their pride, and do a humbling work in them. He's breaking up their fallow ground, that he's going to send someone to speak truth and life and love into their lives, and they're going to hear it, that they have ears to hear and they have eyes to see, and they're gonna know when is God's timing for them to be able to receive and repent and all those things. But I'm just speaking, it's already done, because God says it's already done. Amen.
There's a wonderful little thing called the sword of the Lord on site that already has it. It is written. It says, it is written. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Thank you, Lord. It is written in all things. And this is one that I've had for years. I carry it with me just about everywhere I go. It's called the sword of the Lord. It's on site. And if somebody can find it, put the link up there, somebody might. Well, what I did was take it and put it in booklet form so I could stick it in my back pocket and carry it with me. It's a good little old booklet. I don't know if Missy still in here. Yeah, I don't know if she's listening or not. Well, anyway, it's a good little old book, and it's got a lot of scripture in it, and it it writes it out, some of this stuff for trouble. It is written, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Psalms 91, 9 through 11. And it's all the way through there. You can quote those things for yourself and utilize them. This guy is in different categories as well. This little booklet here I've got that I made was 20 pages long. Well, 4x8, or whatever it is. Nice little booklet. There it is. Thank you, Julie. Anybody got any prayer requests before we close out tonight? Yeah, Joe.
Can I just ask Claire if she can just help me if I'm trying to translate if I'm what I want to say. I'm positive being of John 14, which is what the Lord showed me, I think. John 14, verse 6, but Jesus tells him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way is not just the way, a direction. He is the start, he's along the way, and he's the end. If you look at the truth, it means nothing left out. It means you have to go the whole way. And if you look at life, you have to go that way yourself. I was just interesting, Lord showed it for me. Did anybody understand that clearly? Can it translate or
did everyone get explain? That? So Joe just said that the way is the start, the middle, and the end. And then the life is in our own lives. We have to be that. We will end as Jesus. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah. And the truth is nothing left out. You have to go the whole way. It's not just the beginning or the end. The truth, you have to go the whole way. It's everything included.
So the truth is everything. Everything, nothing left out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. All right. Somebody had something. Okay. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes unto the Father but by me. That's the way you say it in Arkansas language. It's Joe, I'm learning your language pretty good. I almost got it all. But thank you, Claire, for clarification on parts of it. By the time I get translated out there to pick you up, Joe, I'll know exactly what you're saying. Amen. All right. What is that, Greg? My. Lord help that, Greg.
Well, just remember that something's wrong with me.
Oh, my. No, there's nothing wrong with you. You're a flesh killer sometimes, but that's okay. That's good food. Well, Lord, we just thank you for everybody in here. We love them all. Thank you, Father, for Greg's humor. He's got a lot of it. It's good. And I thank you for it, Father. It keeps everybody's spirits lifted. And, Lord, we thank you for everybody that's shown up tonight. We thank you, Lord, that they're going to look at that prophetic word, that word of knowledge that you gave Julie Woodby. And, Father, we just praise you that we're going to get closer to you, and we're going to know that when we open our mouth to pray, that devil cringes. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that, yeah. Oh, help us, Jesus, help us. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Claire is clarity. And we praise you for it, Father Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that everybody in here is blessed and highly favored of you, Father. We're healed, we're delivered, and we're set free by the blood of Jesus. We declare and decree that, and we thank you, Lord, that we're all going to get together at some point in time before we all meet in heaven. I just believe that, Lord, that we're all going to meet each other in person before it's all over. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for all that you do and everybody here. Bless my brother Dave. It works for the post office. Father, we just thank you. Okay, I ain't saying which one, but anyway. thank you, Lord, for blessing him with lots of patience and lots of rest, Lord, and lots of wisdom and run before him people to he can witness to, and we thank you for it, Father. Praise your holy name for my brother Dave. Lord, we thank you for Rion down there, working in the mines down there, or for the mines, I should say. And we thank you, Lord, for the wisdom you've given him. We praise you, Father, for at some point in time, Tennessee's on the road. Thank you, Lord. Mining for 10, I don't know what he's mining down there. Well, whatever it is, we thank you, Lord, to get a lot of it while he's there. In Jesus' name. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests before we close out? Hidden treasures. There you go. That's a good amen. Yes, Carol, go ahead.
I just wanted to add my little sister, Nancy, the one that came to the Lord not long ago. She's kind of going through a physical battle. So I just want to lift her up. Lord, I know that you are doing a great work in her, and I pray for a complete healing on, I don't even know how to say this in English. It's a breakout that's happening on her body under stress right now. And I pray that you touch her tonight and bring a complete healing. Because I told her I would pray. I told her I would pray with the group tonight. And that she would wake up and that this attack on her body would be completely gone. I can't find the English word of what this is. It's called zona in French. Of course, no one there to translate that, I'm sure. But I thank you. I know you're doing a great work. I know that you are growing her faith. And I thank you, Lord, that you're giving me the words to speak to her. And I thank you, Lord, that you're hanging in our family. I can see it. I thank you that the words that I speak, the words of life I speak to my mother and my father, and my sister, they do come back to me with the word of God. So something is beautiful and it's happening, and I'm so grateful. I just ask a complete healing. Tomorrow morning she wakes up and calls me so excited and say, "What?" And I'm going to say, "Yes, Jesus." And I say this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Did you say her name was Nancy?
Yes, it's Nancy. Yes.
Okay. Well, Lord, we hook our faith up with Carol for Nancy. And we thank you, Father, for a complete healing here. In fact, we just command that spirit of infirmity off of Nancy. You go from her right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that we're going to hear the good testimony from Carol that Nancy is free from this spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for drawing her closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen because of it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Well, okay. Good night, y'all. We'll see you later. Go ahead, Julie.
We need to pray for Anitra, Anretta's daughter, Crystal, that she had some kind of skin disease rash and her on her legs, and that also her feet were swollen. Anretta, her daughter, okay. Crystal.
Right.
Okay. She had a lot to share, but I just dawned on me that we didn't pray for that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, every skin infirmity, every attack of witchcraft and evil coming against her body, the swelling in her feet, and anything else that's manifesting there that we're not covering, all disease, all sicknesses, curses, we command you to go from her body in the name Amen. Of Jesus, because Jesus paid for her healing by the stripes of Jesus. Crystal, your body is healed, and the devils have to obey and go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that it's done. We give you highest praises and all glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God Amen. Bless you.
We thank you, Lord, that all the symptoms are gone too in Jesus' name. No after effects in Jesus' name. We praise you for it, Father. Amen. Good night, y'all. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodilus.